Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Red Men News. It's me, Ben, today taking this one. I'm joined by Jack Gill. We've got a lot of stuff to get through, Jack, so I'm just going to try and whiz through some of this as quick as I can. So we're going to start with the news that's just broken sort of in the last hour or so from Mr. James Pearce at The Athletic. Rian Brewster to Crystal Palace. He says looks like it's gathering pace, gathering some momentum. Palace prepared to pay $25 million with a buyback option. So for me, this is interesting because obviously Jota's come in over the weekend, which we're going to get onto, and then you've got obviously the idea of Brewster or Origi going or both, and you know, potentially looking at both going. Where do you stand on this? So for me, it's like I like Rian Brewster. I think he's quite good, but I know obviously you've probably seen a lot more of Rian Brewster than I have. First of all, where do you stand on the move in general? Second of all, where do you stand on the idea of a buyback option? Like, will it be used?
It's interesting because Brewster's part of that golden generation, isn't he? And everyone thought, you know, that he was going to be one of the stars of this generation we're seeing coming through with, like, Foden, Greenwood, players like this who are getting regular game time in the Premier League now and looking good. We saw him on loan at Swansea last year and he did what Brewster does. He scores goals. He gets in the right positions. He's a natural goal scorer. Mm. I think the issue is he doesn't really fit our system. Yeah. If we're going to play a 4-2-3-1 and put him up front in the middle, that's perfect. Otherwise, He's best in a Salah sort of role on the wing.
So do you think then that maybe that's the sign that Klopp's never going to evolve to that potentially?
I think so. Yeah. And I think that's the thing we've seen so many times, Brewster be tried in like a 4-9 position. That's not his game. He gets in attacking positions. He scores goals. There's the whole idea of him going out on loan to Sheffield United to learn that defensive side of being a striker in a complex system. But, you know, I think this Palace one, it gives us money. We've got a buyback clause in there, though I do think it's a bit ridiculous paying more than we've sold him for in a few years, but I think the buyback clause is there. $37 million, if he goes and really, really impresses at Palace and evolves and becomes the player that he really can be, then we'll snap their hands off with that buyback.
I think what this provides, that buyback clause, is just a bit of insurance for us, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if as you say, he does go and he does impress, at least we've got first dibs on him. The last thing you want is a Jadon Sancho situation where he goes away and suddenly, you know, he's maybe moving to another top team, and at least we will have first dibs on him. And at the time, if it's relevant, we'll know whether or not we want to invest on him. And as I say, we'll have the first one. But we'll move on quickly because, as I say, we've got a lot to get through. So moving on to incomings, we've got obviously Diogo Jota signing on Saturday. All happened very quickly. I mean, I was barely over the Thiago news and then suddenly it was like, oh, right, OK, there's another one coming in. And these are my favourite types of transfers where obviously the Thiago thing just rolled on and eventually we got there. But in terms of not knowing any links basically the day before and suddenly, you know, we've agreed personal terms, we've agreed a fee, he's in a Liverpool shirt all within the space of like 36 hours, they're fucking boss them ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think it's a top class sign. We've just done a video actually, I think it's going to be on the YouTube in a bit on Diogo Jota. There's one on Thiago as well, so if you haven't looked at that, check them out. But I think they're both fantastic signings, both completely different, but very good signings. You know, Jota is versatile. He's 23. He can play anywhere across the front line. He's Premier League proven, and he goes underrated in that Wolves side. Not many people notice him. He doesn't stand out, but you only have to look at his stats and compare them to Sadio's at Southampton and see how good this man is. And I think Klopp can turn him into a real player.
Well, it was Nuno spoke very highly either of them, didn't he? He was basically saying, look, I think Klopp can get the best out of him, and it's fair enough. Obviously, the fee is around £40 million or euros. Everything's in euros these days for some reason, but I think that's it. That's obviously a bit of a Premier League premium when you think about how much we paid for Thiago, and you think, you know, you'd be paid double that for Jota.
That's the thing. It looks steep now, but I think in a few years it won't. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, yeah. So as Jack alluded to there, we've got two specials coming out. Is it two or one?
Two, I think.
So we've got two separate specials coming out, one on Thiago, one on Jota. They're going to be out on YouTube over the next few days. Just keep an eye out for them because they are really good. Like, so moving on again, obviously, the other way, Gikana Hoover moving to Wolves. I think this makes sense for him. I think he had itchy feet for a little while. Obviously, he's 18 years old. He wants to play, and he wants to play right back, which he's probably never going to do at Liverpool. I don't think he's going to be an established centre back. So we've sent him the other way for, is it 11 million or a little bit less? Maybe, I think it was 8 with add-ons. And I think that was all probably part of the Jota deal, wasn't it? You know, okay, well, you give us what we want, and we'll obviously, you know, probably, they probably helped with that. That's probably helped with making the Jota sale as easy as possible for us.
Absolutely. He's another one we spoke about on that Jota video. But he's one of them where I think, like Brewster, in any other window, it doesn't happen. But we're in a situation where we wanted to sort of sell to buy. And as you say, he's sort of our third choice right back under Nico and Trent. And in terms of centre back, as much as I think that's his best position, he's not built himself up physically enough to play that. I think at Wolves he could either play right back, but we're seeing them get Nelson Semedo. I think his best position for Wolves would be right of the three personally. Yeah. I'm really intrigued to see how he does there though, and I think in terms of the money involved, though I'm gutted we've lost what I think is an absolute star boy, I think it's a decent sale for and signing for both parties.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, he's not played very much Premier League football, if any at all, and we've got £8 million for him. You know, it's not a bad deal at all. Moving on again, just a little bit of Thiago stuff, because we know how much you love Thiago. We love Thiago as much as you do, and we're going to give you as much Thiago content as we can possibly manage. Jurgen Klopp, I'm so happy to sign wonderful Thiago Alcantara. It was very funny, Jack, on Friday, Thiago Friday, wasn't it? How Klopp did that interview with Sky, and it was so obvious that it was already done, and also the press conference, but he still couldn't say anything. He was like, it's looking promising. I guess I can say that. And obviously he's got the big smile, that infectious smile that we know from Klopp. But just to read you a few of the quotes here, he says, he's asked about, you know, tells your immediate reaction, how happy you are that it's done. Great, absolutely great. I'm really happy that it finally worked out and we could just do it. It's very exceptional because in our situation, a lot of people around us constantly like, what are you doing? Bam, bam, bam. Then preparing something like this, working on all different things. You work on a transfer like this. It goes on to, you know, basically wax lyrical about Thiago for a bit, which I think is fair enough given the given his performance on Sunday as well. We've just recorded the final word for the Chelsea game. We did a long segment on Thiago, so head over to the website for that. Also, just adding on to that, the Tactical Times put out a nice little graphic about his, I don't know if you saw this, about his performance at Chelsea. 75 out of 83 are 10 out of 12 accurate long passes, and he played 40 final third passes, which is ridiculous. Now, I talked on the final word about basically him being the potential to be our David Silva for the next few years. I absolutely think that that's where it's heading. Let's move on, Jack, to Joel Matip and Joe Gomez. Both injured. Injury update for them. Basically, we've got here that Matip's going to be out for about a month, which is a bit of a blow for us, I think. And what I want to ask you is, again, on the final word this morning, we had the conversation about Fabinho at centre-back and bringing in a centre-back replacement. Do you think this changes potentially either not bringing in a centre-back, or do you reckon they stick with the plan?
No, I reckon we stick with the plan. I don't think we'll bring in a centre-back. I think James Pearce tweeted an article on it this morning saying that we categorically won't. I know Pearce has been wrong in the past, but I personally don't think he'd do that unless it was concrete. And you know, I think we've got enough options. I think Fabinho is a fourth-choice centre-back, showed yesterday. Timo Werner is expected to be one of the best finishers in the league. Yes, he's adapting, but Fabinho had him. I think he still has him in his pocket. I don't know if he's taken him out yet. We also saw him against Bayern in the Champions League with Lewandowski, dealt with him no problem. So, you know, I think he'll do well. I'm a big fan of Kumetio. I think he might not be quite ready yet, but he's learning from the best centre-back in the world in Virgil van Dijk every day in training. And with how he's built and how he is as a player, Kumetio, he will learn so fast and so quickly that I think his progression will be rapid at this football club.
The quote by Klopp before the game yesterday was quite interesting. I don't know whether you picked up on this. So he said, so Joe is not a real concern. It's probably only today. Same with Billy. As if he's putting Billy Kometio in the same bracket as the other two, which I think is quite, because you wouldn't, obviously, he's not mentioned the fitness of Sepp van den Berg there, but he's mentioned Kometio. So that's a positive sign, probably, isn't it, in terms of how much he values Kometio in terms of how close he is to get into the squad.
Absolutely. Kometio is a fantastic player. I was lucky enough to watch him for the under-18s when Barry Lutz was the manager against City. And and you see him and you go, wow, he's going to be some player. He commands everything. He's excellent in the air. You can just tell he's going to be a very good centre-back. And the fact that he's skipped the under-23s, gone straight to the first team, and Klopp clearly thinks of him so highly, I think he's going to be a real, real serious player in the future. And I'm really excited to see his progression.
Well, just on that, The Athletic and obviously Pierce writing as well. I mean, I'm not logged in on The Athletic here, but he has published an article today. It was yesterday, saying, obviously, I think just on the back of that Fabinho performance, saying that Liverpool probably aren't going to sign a centre-back and all that. If Matip, for me, I mean, we're kind of on the edge with Matip now. He's injured too much. He's a great player when he's fit, and obviously, you know, that back end of 18-19 where he plays in all the games in the lead up to Madrid, and he plays in the, you know, in the final as well. Fantastic performances, but for me, it's broke stays broke. You know what I mean? Like, for me, we've got to be looking at other options. Maybe not for right now, but I'd be scouting now for January, seeing what he's like in January and maybe looking to build something.
I think it's also the thing that, although we'd obviously worry if this is the case, you know, Gini Wijnaldum can play centre-back as well if push really comes to shove.
But it's
one of them situations. But, you know, it's a bit iffy. It's a risk going into the full season like this, especially with the amount of games we've got to play. However, I think we'll be okay. And you know, I think yesterday was a big performance for Fabinho, and I think he proved that he's very much capable of playing anyway. He's just class, isn't he? So, you know, and obviously bringing in an extra midfielder, we've now got good quality in midfield, so we can afford for Fabinho to drop back into defence. Thiago coming in obviously provides that. So
cool. So we'll move on to some comments. We've got a couple of minutes to go through. So mostly on Brewster and a couple on Thiago. Sweet beat Jinx. Nice. Got to do what's best for Brewster. He's no benefit to us if we let him stagnate in our under-23s. Whereas Chris Mangan says, I don't mind loading him out, but I really hope we don't sell him. And this is the thing for me, Jack, and I don't know whether at the moment Brewster's stock is high and therefore we're just looking to cash in. Or for me, I'd be looking at him and going, okay, so Crystal Palace, Sheffield United have been mentioned. I think Brighton have been mentioned as well. Loan him out to one of them, give him a year and see how he gets on. And then when he comes back, obviously we know them. But the problem with that is that if he goes out to Palace for a year on loan and he's absolutely bobbins, then suddenly we're going to lose our 25 million. So that's the debate, isn't it?
I think that's what these sort of clubs don't want to risk as well. Because I think you mentioned them three clubs, they're clubs that I think will all be in a bit of a relegation battle. Yeah. And you know, with how competitive the league's become, the signings that, you know, the lower end teams of the Premier League are making, I think it's a bit of a risk where they can't afford to get a loan signing in Brewster and then him end up not playing so well, not being the right signing for them. I think for them, it's buying him now and hoping to slowly integrate him into the team. Maybe it'll take 2 or 3 years for them. And as I say, I don't think in any other window we even think about selling him. But I think in this one, cashing in with a buyback clause and a sell-on fee, I think might be worth it.
Yeah, just moving on to Thiago, David Beatty. I got so nervy waiting for him to come on, more excited. Don't think I've ever been as excited about a sign ever. And that's a good shout, to be honest, because I think, obviously, this debate's sort of been raging on Twitter over the last few days, hasn't it? You know, is he the most high-profile player Liverpool have ever signed? Probably yes. I mean, for me, I mean, there'll be people out there who'll tell me, oh, Ian Rush and Kenny Dalglish and all that. Yeah, so I wasn't alive then, so I'm not going to be able to comment on that. However, I do think with the way football is now, this is probably bigger. That's my sort of guess.
In my 21 years of life, you're not much older than me, but you know, I don't remember Liverpool signing a world class player. No. People point to
Torres was the closest, yeah. Or Alisson, to be fair. But even
they were close. They weren't renowned world class like Thiago is. Yeah. Yesterday, watching him, I felt like I was watching football for the first time again. I felt like an excited schoolboy when he hears the dinner bell. Do you know what I mean? I was absolutely over the moon seeing him play football with that Liverpool shirt on, and you know, it's going to happen every time we watch him play.
Final comment from Rob Davis. What a performance by Thiago last night, considering he only had one training session? Imagine what he can do once he's fully integrated. Wow. And I totally agree. I'm probably going to leave it on that, just to let you guys consider the possibilities there. Thanks, Jack, very much for joining me. Thanks, Tom, for controlling all of that in the gallery there. And thanks to everybody for watching. We'll be back soon with more Red Men news. See you later. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.